First public hearing is subdivision 2006-69 Clear Lake Properties LLC. Is there anyone here other than the applicant with an interest in this application this evening, or here for this, or would like to testify this evening? All right, then. We thank you. We will ask again before we're done. Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 86 acres into 134 lots under the cluster development concept and a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet, located north and south of Route 54, 3,050 feet east of Road 504. For the record, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet, which the commission members all have copies. Anyone interested, it's a fair-sized document, about an inch thick. And it is a part of the record. And I would just ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments related to the Technical Advisory Committee comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC review of May 23rd of 07 will be made a part of the record. October 29th, we received the final letter from Office of State Planning Coordination in response to the applicant's comments for through the PLUS process. Passed down a copy of that letter. That'll be made a part of the record. And on March 20th of this year, I received a letter from Mr. Robertson. He received and reviewed and has approved the restrictive covenant. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader, and I'm an attorney from Georgetown representing the applicant in subdivision number 2006-69, a project known as Clear Lake. I have with me the owners and the design personnel. Let me first introduce the owners. They include Mr. Gray in the middle, who will be appearing and testifying before the evening is over. Mr. Pusey and Mr. Baker are also part of the ownership group. And
Mr. Pusey, have his passport with him this evening?
I do indeed.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
That bad, huh? And I have with me Jennifer Murphy, who is a professional engineer with Greenstone Engineering in Wilmington and Georgetown, who is the design professional for this project. As you are aware, this project is located on Route 54 west of Del Mar, Delaware, and is located between the Providence Church and Horsey Church roads. This project is on both sides of Route 54 and contains 86 acres. As Ms. Murphy will tell you when she gets into the technical detail of this project, there are 61.49 acres of the project that have been devoted to lots. There are just about 11 and a half acres that are devoted to streets, 12 acres of open space, and 1 acre, a little more, of wetlands. The property is currently zoned AR1 agricultural residential use, which permits dwellings at the rate of 2 units per acre. And we have a property here that is currently in agricultural use of about 46 acres of tillable soil. What the applicant has proposed, and I should point out that Ms. Murphy is the second engineer on the job, not the first engineer. So what we have here is a standard subdivision application that has been applied for here that would include 123 lots of single-family dwellings with an average lot size of just about 25,000 square feet. Under the current land use plan, this property is given a low-density designation, which would be consistent with the 2 units per acre, and under the state strategies map, it has a level 4. Oops, we have submitted to you an exhibit book, and that exhibit book includes various detailed information concerning the project, including location map, existing conditions, preliminary site plan, color renderings. There are also the typical subdivision considerations and checklists that are required, copies of the PLUS report, and the response of the applicant. We have the Sussex County TAC review comments, which have now been supplemented by Mr. Robertson's letter, a wetlands delineation, We have ready, willing, and able to serve letters from Tidewater Delaware Electric. We have notice of intent submission from DENREC Soil and Water Conservation. The covenants and conditions have been attached, and of course, I have submitted to you proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions of approval if it meets with the approval of this commission to go forward with a subdivision. Having said all of those things, I would like to introduce Ms. Murphy, who will provide you with an overview of the site, the surrounding area, the technical considerations that went into the design, and other compliance requirements with the subdivision ordinance. Thank you.
Mr. Schrader, just before Ms. Murphy starts, so we can clarify the application, it was originally applied as a cluster with less than 20,000 square foot lots, and then it was redesigned so that it's a standard with a few less lots.
It is a standard subdivision with less lots than were originally applied for. They are 20,000 square foot lots because of the availability of central water and central sewer.
This has not been in front of us before, though.
This particular project?
Right.
No.
No. Okay.
It's adjacent to property.
That's okay. Okay. I'm just, you know, they all run together after about the 400 or 500 of them. So.
Nope.
All right, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Murphy with Greenstone Engineering. As Dennis said, the site is 86 acres, located on both the north and south side of Route 54. It is all zoned AR1, and the previous submission was for a cluster development with 134 lots, and we've revised it to a traditional AR1 subdivision and reduced the number of lots to 123 single-family units. The minimum lot size will be 20,000 square feet, resulting in a net density of 1.4 units per acre. The site is consistent with the surrounding land uses, as it will be bound on the west side by the future Blackwater Creek development, which is proposing greater than 1,200 homes. A wetland delineation was done by Coastal and Estuarine Research in August of 2006. There are two isolated wetlands delineated on the southern portion of the site. You actually cannot see it on that map. Each of those are less than a half of an acre in size, and the perimeter drainage ditches were also flagged as wetlands, but they're all contained within the top of banks. No wetlands will be located on any individual lots. There will be a 50-foot riparian buffer proposed around all isolated wetlands to protect from erosion and pollutants. The subdivision will be integrated into the existing terrain and provide for open space, landscape trees, and buffers. The design will allow for a preservation of 12 acres or 15% open space with the provisions for a community clubhouse. There are 30-foot wide forested buffers provided on the east and west side of the property boundaries and lots that abut agricultural land uses. The project will be designed in compliance with Chapter 99. There is a small cemetery located on the northern parcel. This is preserved in the area. There's a 3-acre parcel behind the clubhouse preserving this area, and there's access to the road and the community for the cemetery. All homes will be greater than 100 feet away from the proposed or from the existing cemetery. There's no other significant historical or natural features on the site. The roads will be designed in accordance with county and fire marshal regulations to provide for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement. All access will be solely from Route 54. The roads will be privately owned and maintained. Sidewalks will be provided on one side of the streets, and street lighting will also be provided. Road drainage will be provided through roadside swales. There's a 10-foot right-of-way dedication provided on both sides of Route 54, bringing 54 to an 80-foot wide ultimate right-of-way. And in addition, there's a 30 to 40 foot wide landscape buffer beyond the 10 foot dedication to provide for additional buffer and screening. Water sewer service will be provided by Tidewater Utilities, and sanitary sewer will also be provided by Tidewater Utilities, and a copy of their willing and able letter is included in your booklet. The northern portion of the site naturally drains to the north to the Nanticoke River and the south to Blackwater Creek. Both parcels have a positive outfall as the site's bordered by blue line streams on each parcel. The project will not adversely affect area waterways, and that surface and stormwater plans provide for the containment and treatment on site. The site is not located within a FEMA map floodplain area. There will not be an increase in runoff rates or flooding potential as a result of the proposed subdivision as required by the state stormwater regulations. Stormwater will be provided through green technology best management practices. They will be incorporated where possible throughout the site to reduce total suspended solids and stormwater runoff by more than 80% to prevent pollution of surface and groundwater. We will attempt to avoid open water, stormwater ponds, and to limit waterfowl nuisance. And stormwater will be provided in the natural drainage ways on the site. Objectionable features such as stormwater ponds and homes adjacent to the neighboring properties will be minimized. Property values will not be decreased and as a result may be increased by the development. The project will have a positive benefit on schools by generating economic benefits in the form of increased revenues through school property taxes. A dedicated bus shelter will be provided. The impact on the school system is not expected to create a burden by significantly increasing the number of students projected to attend the local school district. The previous consultant did receive and responded to comments from both TAC and PLUS, and we believe that the plan is consistent with their comments. And the proposed restrictive covenants have been prepared and submitted to the office. I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll let Mr. Schrader.
I'd like to point out that the proposed findings of fact that we have submitted are, let me start with that. The proposed findings of fact at the time they were drafted and submitted as a part of the proposed record of this proceeding makes a reference to the proposed 2008 comprehensive plan. I'm not sure what draft number that was of the 2008 comprehensive plan, but it certainly was less than number 10 and may have been a March version of it. At least at the time of the preparation of the findings of fact, this property was designated as a low-density area, and I think we contemplated that a land use plan would be in effect. I, like many others, may have miscalculated when that plan would be adopted, but I believe that all of the drafts that have been submitted in 2008 do refer to this as a low-density area.
That's been changed to an area within a developing district.
And which draft number would that be, Mr. Mayor?
Pending.
Thank you.
Under
the pending draft. As far as the covenants and conditions are concerned, we would point out to you, as the condition should, it does provide for the formation of a homeowners association for the perpetual maintenance of all the common areas within the particular project, and that would include the streets, the roads, the street lighting, the sidewalks, and any other amenities that would be defined as a common element within the proposed project. There are no lots within any wetlands areas. And as things go in this particular neighborhood, I think this will be a good project for this particular area. My client does not propose a phasing plan for the 123 lots. The agricultural use notice is in the restrictive covenants, and I believe that we probably should add a wetlands notice because of the contiguous wetlands at the farthest end of the southern tract of land, although there will be no lots within that. We typically add that. And that would be all the comments I have. I do have Mr. Gray with me. Mr. Gray, if you'd like to step up. If you identify yourself for the benefit of the commission.
Jerry Gray. And Mr. Pusey is here also with me. And we do appreciate the fact that we can stand before you tonight and present Clear Lake Properties. We thank you for that. We have just finished another development in conjunction with this one that we feel that this one will be a complement to the community, and we're trying to meet all the requirements and anything that you know is required to make it something that will be good for the community. So that's about all we have to remark to right now.
Oh, let me ask you a question or two, just to make you've heard what Ms. Murphy and I have had to say. You adopt those comments as if they were your own. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's the only question I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're available, Mr. Wheatley, for any questions by the members of the commission.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Where would the septic system be?
The central wastewater treatment plant will be on what is called the Blackwater Creek North Farm area.
You'll be using those.
And that is the facility that is to be used for the all three Blackwater projects, and we are told has an arrangement with the city of Del Mar or town of Del Mar to provide wastewater treatment. So it will become the regional wastewater facility for this area.
Mm-hmm. In the, I noticed on the north side, you got a 40-foot buffer along 54, and on the south side, 30-foot. What's the reason for the difference?
It was the orientation of the number of the lots, how they came to the entrance. We had more room to work with on the north side, just based on the road layout.
So as far as DelDOT, you've not got any discussions on
No.
merging lanes or?
No, not at this time.
So you have enough room in there to accommodate that?
For the turn lanes, yeah. Within the 80-foot right-of-way, we have enough room.
The cemetery, will there be access to the cemetery?
Yeah, the cemetery is going to be located behind the clubhouse. There's actually an existing grove of trees,
right,
which will be preserved. So you can have access through the community park. Yeah.
Okay. And you say there is a septic feasibility? I guess there don't have to. I'm sorry.
High water's going to provide.
Don't need that.
We could give you one, but I don't think you're going to want it.
Forget about that question. The amount of trees going to be saved, I think there was an issue with the pack or plus as far as the amount of trees.
The intent is not to clear cut the parcel. They want to sell these as wooded lots as much as possible. So they're just going to clear cut what they need to get the right-of-way and the homes in.
This is an aerial photo in which Ms. Murphy has superimposed subdivision. A significant area of wooded area will remain.
All the questions I had right now, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you repeat? I was looking at something, your response to the question about the cemetery by Commissioner Gordy.
I think the question was, where is it and will there be availability to family members or others to attend to the cemetery? And the answer is the cemetery is located near the recreational facility. And yes, there will be access.
Will there be some maintenance of that cemetery? Anything by your homeowners association? Or?
Maintenance of the cemetery.
It's in within an existing grove of trees. I'm not sure what maintenance would be required, but I guess it would be part of the open space.
The Mr. Gray tells us yes, it will be maintained. Grass cut. Kept neat in his appearance.
Thank you. The so I look at the site, lots 108 and 109 appear to sort of be created. Is that a little, almost like a little appendix off there, Bear Court? Do you see that as possibly creating some unsafe vehicular or pedestrian movement if indeed you go to Bear Court and there's a little turnaround off the traffic circle there? Is that what I'm looking at?
Bear Court is a standard cul-de-sac by the current standards. It has the proper radiuses. It's shorter than most streets, but it's definitely just a traditional cul-de-sac.
That's the radius of that.
And it's sized to reflect what the fire marshal would want on that?
Exactly. It has proper pavement turning radiuses and everything.
The small cul-de-sac is a 50-foot radius, Mr. Smith. The large cul-de-sac is got to be 200 feet, right? Mm-hmm. Diameter?
Mm-hmm.
It's the 200-foot diameter of the interior of Bear Court.
Just curious, in your professional opinion, do you think that having those, say, 108 and 109 off of there and creates any unsafe pedestrian or vehicular movement within that corner of the subdivision?
You want a legal professional opinion or an engineering professional opinion? Legally, I don't think it creates a problem. It looks to me like it would be something akin to a common driveway for 108 and 109 more than it is since it is not going to create any through traffic.
And it meets all the requirements of a standard cul-de-sac, so I guess it wouldn't be any different than a traditional road with a cul-de-sac and having lots around the perimeter.
Okay. And lastly, on your your lots 51 through 69, there any attempt or anything that you see that could a problem be created by having them back up to each other? Do you anticipate any drainage problems associated with that, or was there any attempt to make any open space or trail area where, more specifically, I guess 51 through 58 and 62 to 69 back up to each other?
If drainage became a problem, we can add a drainage easement in the rear yards of each of those lots, basically 10 feet on either side of, if it turns out it's necessary, but the intent would be to get road drainage out to the street.
And the street detail will have the normal drainage. You're going to provide sidewalks, I believe.
Sidewalks will be provided on one side, yes.
On one side throughout?
Yes.
No other questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
In the plus comments, I saw reference to stub streets, and the previous engineer's response was that they were being provided, but I didn't. Could you point out where those stub streets?
What we've done is actually lots 9 and 42 are oriented in such a way that the road.
9 and 42?
9 and 42. If you were to extend Seahawk Road straight up, the right of way line, I guess on the north side, is oriented with the right of way. So you could basically remove lot 9 and that becomes a sub street across to the neighboring parcel. The same with 42. The right of way line from Falcon Drive is lined up exactly with the lot line there, so they can be removed without actually affecting the overall layout of the site to provide substreets.
So then with that in mind, then, are you proposing 121 lots instead of 123?
We're proposing 123. We have not seen Blackwater's plan, nor have there been any contact with them.
And NewDeck has not, there's no application pending on NewDeck that I'm aware of, or approvals.
Excuse me?
On NewDeck, that's the property that would be adjacent to lot number 42.
Okay.
There are no approved subdivisions or projects on it with which to connect.
But is it prudent to list that as a buildable lot if the intention is that those would be where the stub roads?
It's not the intention. I guess the layout was those provisions. If it,
I guess, yeah, and I think the answer also is I can't recall what's approved for Blackwater on the other side of the line.
Not yet. They've never come back with final.
But the RPC did have a site plan that did show the individual lots and structures.
Oh, they do, but it's not got final approval yet.
Right, but I.
Mr. Schrader, it seems to me that
they have a sub street.
They have a sub street.
I have a copy of the preliminary plan for Blackwater Farm North, and it looks like that's where the stub street would be.
Well, let me answer the question this way. If we can make them compatible, the answer is there are two lots available for those purposes. I have not seen that in 2 years.
It just seemed to me that if from the applicant's point of view, that it would be a better situation to have those two lots approved and then find out later that you have to give them up for stub streets, rather than to assume that they're stub streets and then find out later on that they weren't needed, and then you're stuck with two pieces of ground you can't do anything with. So, but as long as I think that what's important, I want to make sure I understood what you said. Those lots are available for stub street connection if that does appear to be the plan.
That is correct, Mr. Whelan.
Okay, then.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my concern is that I've seen some old subdivisions where the original plots provided for stub street connectors, and then when a new development came along, suddenly those stub streets had been built upon. So that would be my concern in terms of that.
I think
process.
In any subsequent approval, that would have to be addressed, because I understand the problem. We've seen it before.
Exactly. Sidewalks,
One side.
On one side. Is there a particular reason or advantage of providing sidewalks on one side instead of on both sides of the street, other than the cost factor?
Obviously, cost factor is always a concern, but by providing them on two sides of the street and depending upon where they are, it could affect the stormwater management plan.
Okay. And there's a provision for street lights?
Yes. And those are both provided for. Both the sidewalks and street lighting are provided for in the proposed conditions of approval.
And what's the nature of the recreational facilities that are being proposed?
Actually, that might be a better question for Jerry.
Well, we have the cemetery.
Yeah.
The recreation building.
Yeah. Would you like to stand?
Sorry, I need you to come up front if you're going to speak, please. The microphone won't recognize you from back there.
We were talking about the recreation building to be built.
And the question Mr. Johnson asked was, what are the recreational facilities that will be at that site that go with the recreational building?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
That was the question.
That was the question.
Okay.
Now you get the answer.
I get the answer. That's right. Whatever we need to put in there to make it a recreation building, for the public, for the community itself.
So we're talking like a clubhouse? We're talking about a gathering meeting room? Or are we talking my favorite multimodal, multi-sport paved courts or basketball courts, tennis courts?
I think probably like a meeting facility for the homeowners to come and meet and things like that on that order.
We are not proposing a pool, are we?
We're not proposing a pool in this, no.
Are you proposing any parks or playgrounds?
Did we not have a playground on here?
The recreational facilities are not shown on this plan.
They're not shown on
the
plan.
They would be within that open space, yeah.
There is a place for a playground, and that we can put a playground in there for the children or whatever.
Okay. And since Mr. Burton's not here, I'll ask his favorite question. Location of bus shelters.
It's at the entrance.
On one side?
On one side, on the north side.
The kids that are on the other side have to cross this highway that's going to become quite busy because of the 1,000-plus homes that it may be built in the general area.
I'll answer that one. And I think that the condition that we have proposed for the consideration of the commission is that we work with the school district. I agree with you, Mr. Johnson, that if you put it in the right-of-way, where it's an 80-foot right-of-way, potentially two turn lanes, there may be some question as to the safety of the matter, and it may come to pass that the recreational facility may be used as a school bus pickup and delivery, or in the alternative, if you're looking at the south half of the project, the school bus facility may have to be at that large 200-foot radius circle at the other end, or you may wind up with two. But I will acknowledge for the benefit of the developer that there is the potential for some need to move it off Route 54, but we have two sites where they could potentially put them.
So in accordance with your coordination with the school district, there may be a provision for two, if they so recommend.
Yes.
Okay. There was discussion about the wetlands, and no wetlands are within any lot lines. What proposed buffer are you proposing from any wetlands?
It's a 50-foot riparian buffer from the isolated wetlands.
So in addition to it not being included in any lot lines, there would be another 50-foot buffer.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that covers all my questions right now, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lang?
What's the size of the area around the clubhouse that's to be used or considered open space?
That's a 3-acre parcel.
3 acres?
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the cemetery also?
Yes.
And it was stated earlier that there will be access provided to the cemetery for...
Yes, out to the main road, out to the subdivision street, yes.
That's part of the recreation.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Couts?
No additional questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
A couple things. One, the wetlands notice is in the proposed restrictions,
so that's
covered. Do you still need the variance for the length of the road since it was redesigned as standard? Originally, I think when it was applied, there was a request for a variance from the 1,000-foot.
Before it was just a long cul-de-sac, and now we've provided a traffic circle to keep traffic moving around.
So we don't need the variance anymore.
Correct.
Okay.
Doesn't it still exceed 1,000 feet?
Yes, it's 1,400 feet.
To get to the traffic circle?
Yes.
In that case, we would need...
We still need the variance.
We still need the variance for the...
Well, for example, we just had, I think, two wastewater treatment regional facilities. Is the Tidewater facility that's going to serve this, does it have a conditional use?
Tidewater will, if Tidewater serves this at a later date, they will have to, Tidewater is intending to serve it. But once they get their plant or begin the process of getting their plant set up at Blackwater, they're going to have to come in and get a regional permit, get a conditional use. And the same would also be true for their... As I understand it, Del Mar will send their wastewater to the same plant, so there's going to have to be a regional permit both to handle the city of Del Mar and, I guess, any other areas, and they're certificated.
So they're still going to need to come in and apply for a conditional
use?
Yes.
So they will need this approval, if it's approved, would be subject to the creation of
that
central facility for water and sewer.
Right, and I believe that was also the case of with Blackwater Acres.
Yeah, it's stated basically the same way.
Same condition.
Okay.
I don't think it said it actually said a company, though. I think it just referenced Central
facility. I think Tidewater did actually participate in a presentation of that and had a plant design prepared by George Miles Muir that would have been adequate, and I think they also represented that they would say at that time.
But there'd also been additional negotiations to create a facility east of Del Mar to provide the sewer service for the area. So the site might be east of Del Mar. I don't know. We don't know yet.
Right. I mean, the point being that to get the 20,000 square foot lot standard, you have to have central.
You have to have a central sewer,
it
yes.
It doesn't fly if you don't, so that has to be taken into account. That's all the questions I had, Mr. Wheatley. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. And we thank you. We will take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone is here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Subdivision 2006-69 Clear Lake Properties, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to Subdivision 2006-69? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have one.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps didn't hear it with Mr. Lank. Are there any tax ditches affected by this project?
I'd have to look at their response from Conservation District in the tax comments.
There are not. We actually just got our letter from the drainage section verifying that there are no tax ditches on the site.
Thank you.
No tax ditches.
Anything else? Okay. Anyone else? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.